In this way, with this simple exercise, at the moment of your disease, you've made a shift to self-mastery. It's important to bypass blame and even your desire to understand the other person. Instead, focus on understanding yourself by taking responsibility for how you choose to respond to anything or anyone. You're aligning yourself with the Tao. Change the way you choose to perceive the power that others have over you, and you will see a bright new world of unlimited potential for yourself. And secondly, cultivate your desire for others to discover the Tao in their lives. Dismiss any desire to extend power over others through the forceful nature of your actions and your personality. Ego believes that others are incapable of running their own lives and wants to control with force. So demonstrate your inner strength by abandoning such tactics. Catch yourself as you're about to tell others how they should be. Use the opportunity, instead, to practice allowing them to learn their own lessons without interference from you. Notice how often you attempt to use verbal force to convince others to listen to you. Remind yourself to remain quiet and send loving energy. Practice this kind of self-mastery, even though it's rare in today's world. You are strong enough to trust the Tao. When your judgments dominate, the flow of the Tao slows. See how the world truly changes right before your eyes when you sincerely desire that others follow their own life path, which will lead them to realize the greatness of the Tao. All those formerly perceived as needing you to tell them what to do or how to live are also the same as you are in the Tao's wisdom and strength. Do the Tao now. Today, practice experiencing the unfolding of the Tao with someone who usually causes you distress. Consciously initiate a conversation with that in-law, ex-spouse, bullying co-worker, or family member, inviting the Tao to flow freely. Notice how what and where you feel remain warmly and tolerantly in touch with the sensations within your body. You've entered the space of self-mastery in this moment. Here's what A Course in Miracles offers on this verse of the Tao Te Ching. Quote, "This is the only thing that you need to do for vision, happiness, and release from pain. Say only this, but mean it with no reservations. I am responsible for what I see. I choose the feelings I experience." Unquote. The 34th verse of the Tao Te Ching. Quote, "The Great Way is universal. It can apply to the left or the right. All beings depend on it for life. Even so, it does not take possession of them. It accomplishes its purpose, but makes no claim for itself. It covers all creatures like the sky, but does not dominate them. All things return to it as to their home, but it does not lord it over them. Thus it may be called great. The sage imitates this conduct. By not claiming greatness, the sage achieves greatness." Unquote. Living the Great Way. In this verse, Lao Tzu asks you to reevaluate your perception of greatness. Typical definitions tend to center around the amount of fame and fortune that an individual accumulates in his or her lifetime. As the previous verse emphasized, the power to dominate and control others can also be used as a benchmark of this quality. Commanders of huge armies and heads of state who attract worldwide attention are considered great. Yet great men or women are often thought of as having been instrumental in affecting the course of human events in a positive way, making the world a better place on either a local or a global level. Greatness, then, is a claim made by or for individuals who stand out from the crowd. Verse 34 of the Tao Te Ching describes greatness in an entirely different manner. Such a quality is the Tao, which is so all-encompassing that every plant, creature, and human originates and lives because of it, yet it doesn't seek to dominate anyone or anything. The Tao doesn't ask for recognition of any kind, for it has no interest in fame or being thanked for all that it provides. It is this indifference towards notoriety that makes true greatness. When you change the way you think about this quality, you'll see your world in an entirely new way. You'll no longer be gauging appearances and accumulations, and you won't notice how much power you or anyone else uses to exact dominance or control over others. Rather, your new way of thinking will allow you to look for the unfolding of the Tao in everyone you see. Perhaps for the very first time, you'll notice greatness in others as well as yourself in terms of the Tao that includes all. You'll be able to look at the sky and see its greatness and grandness, which demands absolutely nothing in return. As you change your enculturated view of greatness, you'll begin seeing a different world. You'll see the importance of everyone, including those individuals you've previously identified as difficult or unreasonable. You'll begin to see that the holiness that ferments the galaxies is working in you, in me, and in everyone. You'll begin to trust that greatness is every person's heritage. The Tao is everywhere. Therefore, this quality will be visible in all things and all people. Here are my suggestions for applying this 34th verse of the Tao Ching to your everyday life. First, discontinue deciding what anyone else should or shouldn't be doing. Avoid thoughts and activities that involve telling people who are perfectly capable of making their own choices what to do. In your family, remember that you do not own anyone. The poet Khalil Gibran reminds you, quote, "Your children are not your children. They are the sons and daughters of life's longing for itself. They come through you, but not from you," unquote. This is always true. In fact, disregard any inclination to dominate in all of your relationships. Listen rather than expound. Pay attention to yourself when you're having judgmental opinions and see where self-attention takes you. When you replace an ownership mentality with one of allowing, you'll begin to see the true unfolding of the Tao in yourself and other people. From that moment on, you'll be free of frustration with those who don't behave according to your ego-dominated expectations. And two, discover a new definition of greatness. Offer yourself a definition that doesn't use any standards of appearance or traditional external measures of success. Notice those who give much, boast little, nurture others, and decline recognition or credit, and put them in your greatness file. Encourage yourself to practice these same kinds of behaviors. Begin noticing how the Tao is always flowing in an all-providing, no-boasting, non-demanding, non-possessing manner. Can you see how truly great that is? There are many people in your daily life doing just that. Seek them out and acknowledge them while quietly emulating what they do. Remember that a great sage never claims ownership of greatness.